following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it. He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's see if the program begins the same way as it has for like 5 years. It's Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, and our producer-engineer Merritt joining me here live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Coming up on the show today, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with soccer, with track. What is this, November? Really? Seriously? We're going to talk with Shelly Smith from ESPN about the NBA playoffs and what's next for the Lakers. She is, of course, on the California beat numerous times with the Lakers and USC and whatever else is going on out in Cali. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see if she knows anything about Arnold and Maria breaking up. Also on the program today, Brian Munson from Scout.com, talk a little football. Daryl Morris is going to stop by for a couple of minutes as well. The figures are in from their scholarship banquet, and he wanted to share that with the folks in the listening area, so we will talk about that as well. But it's mid-May, and kids are trying to qualify for state, and it can't be perfect every year, and it sure hasn't been the last 3 days, considering that we had 101 earlier in the week and then yet this week. So they're battling the elements out there. In McCook, they had to postpone the whole meet yesterday. Some places, like Bayard, Henderson, they're just getting underway with the final three events. But, Daddy, I've got this for you as we talk about all that's going on today in soccer and more. But you get in the bus, you're going to travel to McCook, and you expect that you're going to be back the next day. Well, the B6 in McCook has all the westernmost teams. Shadron, Valentine, Alliance, Scotts Bluff, Mitchell. Let's go to a central location like McCook. Okay, and then they have to stay overnight. Where do they go? By the way, did you get me any info on yesterday about staying overnight?
I just got the back and forth. Okay. No one had ever answered the question.
Exactly. I just, wow. $4 gas and overnight stay. That's got to be a lot of fun. And it's also nerve-wracking because everybody else around the state, you have those qualifiers. You know, you have so many kids that qualify in each event. And then you have the wild cards. Well, you got to wait for everybody to be done to see the wild cards. So hopefully everything works out and more kids can make it out there today. And we'll talk more about that as well.
Yeah, I think only four hotels and all of McCook. I mean, when you're looking at, you got the two newer ones in the, I believe, the Comfort and the Holiday Inn. You got the Chief that's right along the highway. And then the Super 8 when you come into town. I think that, I mean, if you get all these kids, obviously you got to find a place to stay. I suppose they could go to North Platte, would be logically the next closest place, but that's 60 or 70 miles, and I guess you just have to make do. Obviously, something's out of their control, but you're right. You're talking Valentine and Shadron to McCook. That's five-hour drive? 4.5-hour drive? It's a long ways for district track.
Congratulations. San Jose a winner last night, 3-2 over Detroit. And so they move on in the NHL playoffs, and the final four set there now. It is Tampa Bay at Boston Saturday night, San Jose at Vancouver on Sunday night. There's going to be plenty of traveling in this series, and then you've got some, you know, Tampa Bay, Boston, East Coast, all the way to the West Coast, no matter what, Vancouver and San Jose when they do get to the NHL finals.
You going to pick it out from here for your lunch back?
Who you've got San Jose and I've got nobody?
Yes.
Is that the story? And in the NBA, Oklahoma City wins. We're pretty much even because I've got Miami going to the finals. Okay. But if Miami goes to the finals, I am the winner because it won't matter because right. You don't have anybody left.
Correct.
That's so awesome. So we'll probably end up getting all square after this deal. No.
You call it off on the hockey.
Again, we had fun at the beginning. I don't know enough about it. I mean, I've been watching who's been doing what and all that. Everybody's picking Boston and Vancouver.
We didn't have either one.
Well, we didn't want to. I didn't want to pick number one seeds or both number one seeds, so I didn't. And that's probably why I'm behind right now. But Vancouver, who was almost knocked out in the opening round. Now still alive. So that's what's going on there. In the NBA tonight here on ESPN Radio, Oklahoma City is at Memphis, and we will have that for you. Pre-game is at 7. Tip-off is at 8. I expect Memphis to win tonight and send that to a game 7. Also not shocked at all that Chicago took care of business last night, as we talked about earlier in the week.
Yeah, I guess Boozer, I got a chance to see him play last year for the Utah Jazz in the playoffs against Denver. And he's such an incredible a physical specimen and athlete that 23 points last night. I think the Heat, you know, everybody's on this Heat bandwagon right now. I think the Heat are going to have some, I think this is going to be a lot tougher for the Heat than people realize. I think Chicago's a really, really good basketball team. And they're in the finals again. It's the first time since 1998, but I think it's going to be much, much tougher than people think.
So that's what's going on, and then more basketball Sunday here on ESPN Radio, and it's going to get more. It's going to get busy. It's going to continue to get busy. End of May, we get the Preakness, College World Series next month, and the NBA Finals, which will be mostly in its entirety, we'll have here for you on ESPN.
Doug, big win for the Kansas City Royals. First time in the Bronx since 1999. They come out of there with a series win.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Suck it, suck it, Yankee fan. Ha ha, boom boom, Hosmer almost hit for the cycle.
Peanut butter jelly.
Gordon 5 feet from two home runs. Got a buddy that says Gordon's going to be batting .250 by July 4th.
Yeah, I appreciated that text last night. Yeah, let's not harp on the success the Royals are having. Let's single out Alex Gordon when he comes out of his slump on one night.
I don't understand. I thought he's hitting the ball pretty well.
I don't understand the anger of some of our friends.
I think he's hitting the ball pretty well. I think he's hitting. Bottom line is, Royals take 2 of 3 from the Yankees.
Well, I gave him the night off the night before to kind of just chill out, I think, and get it off his mind. Then he comes back, and I guess everybody hit the ball off.
11 runs last night, and they still left 12 on base.
There were people
but
all
the
over
Yankees
the
got to quit trotting guys out there that you've never heard of. I mean, that sounded like a Royals lineup out there for them now. So we'll see what happens in Kansas City now. Continues their road trip traveling to Detroit. They need to keep the momentum now. Don't be satisfied. This is what good baseball teams do. And we know the Royals aren't great. But we keep just like Cub fan, we keep rooting for them till they're out of it. And by God, we're going to make it to Memorial Day. So that's something different.
Eric Hosmer, incredible. He's hitting 333 now and got called up. And you know what? He's making some noise on the major league level. Already Scott Boras, his agent, has issued a statement about the kid, about his own market and how he's not a free agent till 2017. Can't we just relax and let the kid swing the bat? And he's got $8 million right now locked up of Royals money. That's a signing bonus they gave him. So let's relax and let's hope the Royals can keep a player like him around. But already people are like, oh my gosh, people have been talking about him, the greatest power hitter in the Royals organization. We're finally getting to see him. Oh, two back-to-back nights, back-to-back home runs, Yankee Stadium. Oh my goodness, what this kid can do it all. He's only played a handful of games. So let's enjoy the ride. Hopefully it continues for everybody. They keep getting some wins, keep getting quality pitching. Sean O'Sullivan for 5 innings last night looked amazing.
I'm surprised that they didn't yank it. I mean, the fifth inning is a disaster, but he stayed in there and got into the seventh. So the Royals win, and now it's off to Detroit, and you can hear the games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings College was not a good game for him against Kansas Wesleyan yesterday. You get into a point where maybe the GPAC is obviously not one of the strongest baseball conferences in the country. Doan did split their two games yesterday. They also had to play that play-in game and got beat by number one. They're playing Rogers of Oklahoma, just getting underway down in Lubbock, Texas, one of the top 25 teams in the country. UNK, they were a winner yesterday, although it took a little extra work. 6-3, they'll play this afternoon at 4:30 Central Time. 4:30 Central Time for the Lopers. And again, in the quirkiness that is the six-team bracket, they play Metro State. Now, Metro State's the third seed, but they lost yesterday to Pueblo. So I guess that's the advantage of being number one. You get to play the loser. Win or lose, the Lopers play tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Obviously, Metro State would be bounced then, the way this deal sets up. Double elimination, but it's weird. You'd think the winners knock each other out, but that's not the case here.
888-455-ESPN. Love to hear from you. 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Folks, don't forget that when you are trying to watch all the sports out there, enjoy a little lunch, maybe knocking back a cool beverage, whatever that may be for you. Do it at the Chicken Coop with your friends or your family. You got Little League Baseball. You need something to eat after the game. Chicken Coop is perfect. They've got everything you could possibly want, plus lunch specials every day. The Turkey BLT was this week. You want to know what's going on at the Coop? They'll text you their weekly specials. All you have to do is text 28444, and then the code is PBA Coop. Once a week, they'll send out their home-style special. You can keep in touch with the Coop. Sign up today. It's free. It's easy. Text 28444 and then enter PBA Coop. You don't know how to do it? Have your kid do it. They know what they're doing. They'll get it in there, and then, oh, wow, that's even, wow. Where am I going to go to lunch? I'm going to the Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, where you can catch all your favorite sports on TV, play a little Keno, and enjoy a little relaxation time this weekend.
Like you had your phone on vibrate when you did that.
Like
there
that.
Go. There you go.
The Hastings girls are going to be eliminated from the state soccer tournament. Scuts up 2-0 almost at the end of that contest. We'll talk more about that coming up. But little NBA hoops, we're going to go where it might be a little warmer and sunny. Cali with Shelly Smith of ESPN after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
This is Jim.
Hello.
Jim is happy because his wife is happy.
Love my wife.
That's because Jim shops at Aaron Sales and Lease.
Every time.
On South Burlington next to Sun Martin Hastings. Jim just purchased his wife.
Oh, a couple of new TVs, computers.
How could you afford all that?
Well, I did the math. Nobody beats Aaron.
With 120 days, same as cash. 12, 18, or 24-month lease ownership programs. And a $100 low price guarantee. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Scores with 2.2 to go!
After winning a triple overtime thriller on Monday, the young legs of the Oklahoma City Thunder had no trouble bouncing back on Wednesday to win and take their first lead of the series. Now the Grizzlies face a must-win as they look to force a Game 7.
Tonight at 8 o'clock on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Any scattered rain showers diminish early on today, then partial clearing possible at times. Windy with highs warming only into the upper 50s to possibly near 60. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Right now, 45. Hey. Somebody bring me back some money,
show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, I have had a lot of people ask me about this trip. This is the day to get signed up because the deadline is today for the Royals Cardinals ESPN Radio Caravan, May 20th and 21st. It's next weekend, and there's just a few seats left on the bus. I had people asking me about it last night. You can go to our website for more information, ESPNSuperstation.com. Yeah, we're going down on May the 20th, beautiful Kauffman Stadium. Not one, but two games. You'll see the Royals and Cardinals Friday night, stay overnight Saturday afternoon game, and then back on and head home for whatever else you've got going on. You'll be home in time for Saturday night fun time or Sunday with the family, and maybe you'll take your family with you. Transportation, the hotel, the game tickets, they're all included for a nominal fee, of course, but probably cheaper than you could do it yourself. Deadline is today. Contact First Holiday Tour and Travel, 308-384-1800, 384-1800. Royals fan, Cardinals fan, doesn't matter. We'd love to have you go along May 20th and 21st.
Doug, right now we go to California, where this lady knows more about the triangle offense than Phil Jackson does. Shelly Smith joins us. Shelly, how are you this morning?
I've arranged all my furniture in the shape of a triangle.
Shelly, long time. What's going on? We just, you know, we see your bright face on the TV, and we go, Shelly, man, there she is.
That's a good thing. That means I'm still working.
great to have you on the program.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Let's get right into the Lakers here. Did I see the network, the mothership, as DP likes to refer to it, saying that the Lakers might be interested in a Rick Adelman?
I have not heard that, but he would be great. He's an unbelievable coach. I think he got a bad shake in Houston, and he can get along with Ron Artest, and that's a good enough reason for me to hire him.
Shelly, obviously another name out there is Brian Shaw. Now, they've given him permission to go to Oakland, interview with Golden State, I believe. Is he the name you're hearing?
Well, he's from that area, so there would be a lot of attraction, I think, to going back home. I think, obviously, he would prefer the Lakers job, but I can also see him not waiting. You know, the Lakers may wait, and everybody may wait, until we find out if we're going to have a season next year, so they don't have to pay anybody. He certainly would be a great fit for the Lakers, but if they aren't ready to pull the trigger, he may just up and sign with Oakland. So, who knows? What? I mean, Golden State, yeah.
What happened to this team down the stretch?
I mean,
you can see them losing, but the way they lost and I guess the way they behaved, a couple of them in the last game, very un-Laker-like.
This team is – I just got done writing a proposal comparing this team to the 2004 Lakers. I'm not sure which team was more dysfunctional. There was more off-the-court drama that we barely scratched the surface with, a rift between Powell and Kobe. They say it didn't happen. People on the inside say, yeah, something happened. We're not sure what. There were, the LA Times accused Lamar of being bad for the team during the playoffs because of his reality show. There were, you know, talk that Chloe and Vanessa Bryant didn't get along, and Vanessa wouldn't let Chloe shoot video of Kobe. I mean, there was just, I mean, it's Hollywood, but my goodness. And when you have that much talent, and they got so easily adapted to winning that they let everything else come in, and I think they just forgot about what it is to play good, hard, gritty, passionate basketball.
Hard to keep that level up for as many games. Yeah. I mean, you got to play 100-plus games for three straight years to try and three-peat. I guess it was just time for somebody new, wasn't it, Shelley?
Well, when you're tired, and I find this myself, I get annoyed at the littlest things. Noise really annoys me. When I'm tired, I just have noticed this. So I think, yeah, fatigue really probably played a huge factor. By the time they went into the Dallas series, they had already played 44 more games over the, you know, the last three playoff seasons than the Mavs had. That's half a season that they had played extra. Their legs, they had no legs, they had no spirit. And then I do think that being that fatigued allowed the other distractions to become bigger.
Bynum's a good guy for, I mean, when you've been around him, what happened in that last game was really unacceptable, and now he's been suspended five games for his actions. Yeah. But that wasn't a representation of him, really, was it?
Well, he had done the same thing to Michael Beasley earlier in the season and got suspended two games. So he said he'll never do it again. But, you know the old addict of, you know, addicts is it's not if you relapse, it's when. And I don't know that he won't do it again. I mean, he's certainly a passionate player. He was frustrated. He was embarrassed. No excuses for it. When he saw it, he said he saw how terrible it was. At the time, he didn't think it was that bad. But then when he saw video of it, it was that bad. My favorite was Artest, though, because God love him. He says that Barea's face just ran into his fist. He actually said, he goes, like, the dude's 5'2". What am I supposed to do? I was reaching down as far as I could. His face just happened to run into my hand. And he said it with a straight face, and we all just went, oh, we love having him on this team.
More medication for Ron. Shelley Smith from ESPN's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Shelley, everybody wants to talk about the demise of the Lakers. There has to be some credit to the Mavs, but I guess it's a surprise because the Mavs, we think, have had much better teams over the last decade and just haven't found a way to win an NBA championship.
Right.
What do you think about this Dallas team as they head onto the finals of the Western Conference?
Well, Rick Carlisle's a great coach. Nowitzki's healthy. Jason Kidd looks 25. We need to drug test him. I mean, there's got to be HGH right now. No, I'm just kidding. But he does look young. You know, they are using him correctly and getting his veteran leadership. And then guys are just hitting shots. I know, you know, sometimes you just hit shots. Jason Terry, J.J. Barea driving to through the lane to the hoop. I'm like, when did that happen? They just, they're deep. They're talented. They're not one-faceted. The Lakers became one-faceted really quickly, and teams knew how to stop them and exploit them offensively and defensively. And the Mavs have kept it fresh. This is interesting is that everyone and their brother has been trying to get a sit-down interview with Mark Cuban, who is not doing any. This is a guy, the mouth that roared. You know, he's not doing any sit-down interviews with anybody until after all this is over. So there's it's going to be fun. I think it's really going to be a fun rest of the way, and I like Carlisle's staff too. He's got Dwayne Casey, Terry Stotts, and Tim Gergovich, who was with the Nuggets, and they had a change of thoughts, you know, however they word it when they fire you, you know, change of direction. And he's one of the most unbelievable, understated, and underappreciated coaches, and so their staff's unbelievable. So I credit all of that.
Shelley, Colin Cowherd this morning saying he just assured there's not going to be an NBA season. He can almost guarantee it with 20 out of the 32 whatever teams there are out there losing money. Will there be, in your mind, an NBA season next year?
I think there was. Derek Fisher is the president of the Players Association, and he is a very smart individual. I think now that this is a good thing for the league is that the Lakers are out of it because Derek can turn his full attention to this. He said the other day that they've already learned a lot from the NFL. I mean, they're not going to get pushed over, but I do think they understand the value of not pissing off your fans. You know, my sister gets to ask this is really bizarre. She got some drawing from the Broncos where she gets to submit a question to the commissioner. And so she said, what should I ask? And I said, how can you justify to fans, blue-collar fans who are scraping up money to buy tickets to your game, and you suddenly have no game because you've got billionaires fighting millionaires? And I think that Fisher understands that, and I think they'll find a way to get through it.
Shelley, five teams are left here in this year's NBA playoffs, and maybe not a lot of large television markets outside of Chicago. Who do you think's the best team left out of these five?
I'm really pulling hard for Oklahoma City tonight because if Memphis wins, I'm on a 5:45 a.m. flight to Oklahoma City. So, see, what it's all about me. So whatever team makes my life easier, that's who I think is best and will win. But actually, I think Dallas is probably the most talented team. Miami, they got the best player in the league in LeBron, and Dwayne Wade plays defense like nobody else out there. He will – that matchup with him and Derrick Rose is going to be just – fun to watch. But I think Dallas, because of their depth, because they are not one-dimensional, you know, and Nowitzki, there's no way to stop him in that little rainbow shot that he has. I think they're the most talented. I think Chicago and Miami will beat each other up and up. I think that Dallas will probably roll over whoever and then still have you realize they just had almost a week off. They're going to be fresh. Their legs are fresh. I think that this is their time. I really do.
It doesn't seem to be a lot of middle ground here on Miami. Do you want to see them win the title, or are you on the other side that want to see them be ousted as soon as possible?
I just don't care. Honestly, I'm mad at LeBron because I had to spend most of my summer in Ohio. Again, comes all back down to me. I was in like Akron, Ohio in 1,000-degree heat for 2 weeks. You know, he knew before the whole decision, before the meetings. They had planned this way ahead of time that the three of them, first it was going to be him and Bosch go to the Knicks, but then they felt bad. They didn't want to leave Dwayne Wade out because he was their buddy. So then when right around the draft time when Miami started clearing cap space, it became South Beach Super Team. They knew all along. They had a meeting at LeBron's house. There's video of it. They have not released it yet. So I'm just mad at him for I could have just, broken the story and, been at a barbecue, for God's sake, on the 4th. But it's fun seeing Chicago. You know, you just get those old kind of feelings, seeing those red uniforms out there. So, yeah, I think either of those teams against Dallas, I think, will be a great final.
Shelley, the last question I have for you is, Dwight Howard, any chance he's a Laker?
I don't know. Orlando screwed up so badly with Shaq and Penny Hardaway. I just don't see how they will let him go. I think they'll find a way to keep him. And it's not going to happen next year anyway, so I don't know why everyone's talking about it. But we may not even have a next year. So I think it's premature to say. I mean, obviously the Lakers would love him. But I don't think they want to give anybody up, of their core people. So there's that thought, too. How much would they have to give up to give him? But he says, Dwight says, everything's premature. It is, but that's what we do. And I don't know. I kind of think he's staying in Orlando.
Well, Shelley, we'll let you get out of here with this because we got a lot of Laker fans around here. Let's pretend there will be a season next year. Who do you think's coaching? Is everybody back? What's the Lakers going to look like?
I think everybody's back, the core people. I think they've got it. They know they have to find. I love Derek Fisher, but he's not getting any quicker. I think they'll be back, and I think that they'll have this rest, and they'll be refreshed, and their legs will be strong. Nobody has to have surgery this summer. That's the big thing. Bynum has been hurt every summer the last four seasons. Kobe spent most of last summer, trying to fix his knee and didn't really practice all year long. So there's going to be a new strength. If anything good can come out of the sweep, it will be good for the Lakers. And L.A., could lose $70 million because the Lakers are out that early. So it's not just about them. It's about all kinds of ticket takers and vendors and parking lot people. And the city needs the Lakers to be viable for a lot of reasons. And so does ESPN because it drives ratings, and we understand that. And we're already looking at off-season stories that we're going to do. So the league needs L.A., L.A. needs L.A., and the Lakers are too smart. I think Mitch Kupchak's too smart. They'll find a way.
You writing any books?
I am. I'm still writing the Al Davis book. It's about to kill me. It's like the hardest thing I've ever done.
Who's going first, you or Al?
Well, you know, that's a really scary question. Because right now, I kind of feel like it would be me, the way I feel right now. And especially if I have to get on that 5 a.m. flight tomorrow, it's definitely me.
How much is left in the book to write?
Well, there's been some glitches. I mean, I'll work on it forever until it's published. I keep reporting. I got some rewrites to do. We've got some publishing issues to figure out. It's basically written, but there's always something going on there. They never just like stop. So, you know, the whole cable situation. You know, one of my favorite stories was that one of his employees was trying to get him to hire Mike Tice from the Vikings, who had just gotten through that ticket scandal and cable, then the scandal with, you know, hitting people and beating his wife. And Al turned to this employee and said, "I can't hire Tice. He's a ticket scalper. I've got a wife beater here." So the stories keep coming and coming. I will never be until it sees, you know, the printing press. I don't know, do they still use printing presses? I have no idea.
I'll tell you.
But until it sees that, I will be continuing to work on it. But it's fun, but it's really, really hard.
Well, you made the mistake a long time ago of giving us your phone number, so we'll be in touch.
Well, hey, you guys are my favorite show to do. You can call me anytime. You guys are, you know that.
You're the best.
And I miss Nebraska, and I'm excited for football season.
Well, get your butt back here so we can,
I will.
You know, socialize. Shell, thanks
Absolutely.
So much.
Thanks, guys. I love it. All right.
Have a great weekend from ESPN. Shelley Smith joins us here talking about the Lakers and the NBA. And, of course, she's been working on that book with Al Davis. I can only imagine. I mean, of all the people that would be easy to just sit down and talk to and then get the book done, that has to be
some lunacy.
I mean, I imagine he goes off into left field. It's like some of the conversations we have with people we know. Good stuff. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian Munson from Scout.com. Loper football coach Daryl Morris will update the Hastings College baseball score from the Nationals. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go. You know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
The Roller Derby is coming to Kearney on Saturday, May 21st. Make plans to stay at the beautiful new Best Western Inn & Suites east of the Vero Event Center. Ask for the $99 Roller Derby package and get two adult general admission tickets and a double occupancy deluxe room for the night. Enjoy indoor pool and a hot tub, 24-hour exercise facility, a 32-inch flat panel TV, plus free breakfast. This is a limited offer, so call Best Western Inn & Suites and ask for the $99 Roller Derby package today.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Any scattered rain showers diminish early on today, then partial clearing possible at times. Windy with highs warming only into the upper 50s to possibly near 60. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, 45.
Jesse is a friend. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN reporting breaking news right after we talk NBA basketball. Doc Rivers and the Boston Celtics have agreed to a 5-year contract extension. So Lakers and Celtics talk. That's like Yankees Red Sox on this show. So there you go. Hey, don't forget the Doug and Daddy Show is going to be live Monday from the War Room at the Viero Event Center, where the Tri-City Storm will be taking part in the USHL entry draft underway at 11 a.m. We'll have all of that for you. We'll be talking to the owner, Kirk Brooks. We'll be talking to the general manager and head coach, Drew Shenick. We'll talk to Skip Barry and hopefully maybe a couple of other guests. And, of course, recapping all that's going on in the weekend. It'll be a normal, regular show, but we will be at the Viero Event Center. The Storm of the second overall pick in the first round. We'll be able to tell you who that is when we come on the air on Friday. Tri-City has 8 picks in the first 7 rounds, and there you go. So one of the first, then they don't have one of the second because of some trades, then one of the third, 2 in the fourth, and Daddy may be able to make a pick again this year. So there you go. That's
the bad part
Monday.
Is I think we're 0-3 on our picks making the team, aren't we?
Oh, I thought we had one kid.
Did we?
No. Don't say things like that. Old regime.
Okay, that's very true.
So there you go. Well, it's time to give away our 3 Words of the Week email winner to Big Dally Deli, home of a bazillion sandwiches, 2 locations in Hastings on top of the hill in Kearney. So yummy. The 3 Words of the Week were what, Merritt?
Breeze, identity, and animal.
And who is our email winner today?
We got Ryan from Hastings.
Oh, shipping to Hastings today. Ryan, congratulations. Thanks for being a part. We'll do it again next week on Monday. We throw out 3 words. All you have to do is use them any way you want in an email that you send to the program. You don't have to use them, but if you don't, then you're not in for the drawing on Friday. And the email address, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Because of the weather today, we're going to warm spots. We've been to California. Time to go to Texas. And before we do, I do want to say this. A couple of live events going on here, both involving Hastings. The Hastings girls soccer team eliminated from the state tournament by Omaha Scutt 2-0. And the Hastings college baseball team has jumped out to a 2-0 lead over Rogers State of Oklahoma in the NAIA national tournament in beautiful Lubbock, Texas.
Well, let's go right down the road 600 miles to Dallas, Texas. Talk to Brian Munn from Scout.com. Brian, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Brian, seriously, is Lubbock just that big of a hellhole?
It's awful. It may be the worst place on the planet Earth. Swear, I spent a week there one night, and it was just I was out there for the 70-10 thrashing, which doesn't help it out at all. But I mean, you can't get a hotel room there if you're visiting, you know, for the visiting crowd. So we had to drive like 120 or 130 miles to Sweetwater, home of Willie Amos, you know, and just pure silence going all the way there. It's just a terrible place, flat as a pancake. It never rains there except for the day that you show up, and the water has nowhere to run to, so you're just walking through huge puddles. It's awful.
Willie Amos on what show, Daddy?
Gunsmoke?
Eight is enough, Willie brother.
Amos. This Willie was the famous cornerback from Nebraska, the jump rope champion.
The jump rope champion.
There you go. So many Willie Amoses out there. And not Amos Otis either, Tony, that played for the Royals. But yeah, Mike Will's down there. He sent back, he goes, it's Texas Tech graduation weekend. So to make matters worse, that they're bringing in these 4 teams for the national tournament plus Lubbock, he says the only thing that salvaged the whole trip is Hooters.
One bright spot in Lubbock, huh?
Well, Brian, let's talk a little recruiting now. The stories of the week continue to remain amongst the quarterbacks. And Bubba Starling, huge article in the Lincoln Journal Star, huge article in the Omaha World Herald this week. The kid's going to get offered all this money, and he's still acting, and maybe it's a good front. Scott Boris is the agent coming to meet the kid for the first time this weekend. Is there any chance this kid dons a football helmet and shoulder pads?
Well, I think the chance there lies with his mother. And his mother has always said, you know, education is very important to her. She feels like college would be a something that she wants Bubba to do. Bubba, on the other hand, doesn't tip his hand very much. Now, that's just his style. But people that I have spoken with and things that I had read, you know, he's not going to get past pick 10. You know, that's first round, pick 10. He'll probably be the first high school player taken in the draft. I've heard of people say, and I'm not sure where the Royals pick at if they are picked him. I heard that he probably won't get past the Royals. And that's a great fit for him, obviously, because of the, you know, where he's at geographically, the hometown kid staying there. But people have said, and I've been watching these MLB draft previews, maybe the most upside in the draft is Bubba Starling. And, you know, I personally, I'm still going to side with Mom right now. I think that there is a still a pretty good chance that he ends up in Lincoln. The money, however, and you combine that with Scott Boras being the advisor right now to be the eventual agent potentially, that's something that you didn't want to have line up against you on the other side of that.
Hey, Brian, for the fans out there, they go, whoa, agent, what? Whoa, hey, tell the folks out there how Bubba can even be talking to an agent at this point.
So the agent technically isn't repping him. The agent currently, Scott Boras, is only an advisor. They cannot sign with an agent because they are still amateurs. They have not taken on or haven't moved to that next level where they're going to become a pro. He still has an option. He has an option to go to college. He has an option to go professional. So at this point, you can't sign with an agent until you've technically been drafted and you want to go that way. Go ahead.
This is kind of where, like, Logan Ehlers got in trouble, though, right? Same type of deal?
I would have to...
You know, he had an advisor, but yet maybe he did too much in dealing with Toronto during the negotiations. I just think that that's a very, especially with the NCAA, that's a very risky deal. And I know if you're going to be looking at that kind of money, but so was Ehlers. So maybe not as much, but anything over 20 bucks is a lot of money to me. So.
Yeah, and I'm not sure at this point right now if he could actually even accept any money. I think he technically has to be drafted to be considered to be going that way. And then at that point, he can enter into negotiations, I think, to where he signs an obligation with his agent to go ahead and have him represent him. And I think at that point, if Boras decided that he wanted to firm some money based on future earnings, I think that's a possibility. But I'm not 100% sure. All I know is right now he is technically not an agent. He's an advisor to Bubba.
Brian Munson from Scout.com, Big Red Report, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, they get a wide receiver commitment a couple weeks ago. Is that the last commit?
You know, that's going to be the latest commitment so far for the 2011 class. Jordan Westerkamp is I love this kid on film. This guy is really technical, great route runner, hands kind of guy. And people kind of want to go ahead and, you know, and put him off into being that slot role kind of guy. Well, people forget he's a 6-foot, 190-pound kid, and he's actually really strong for his size. You know, and he's got that 4 or 5 speed, so he could play in that slot. I think he could play some X receiver potentially for you. I think where this guy really finds a niche is when you put him on the field at the same time with a guy like Jamal Turner. You know, and you get those two guys that are really can stretch the field, can flat out fly, and you got a technical guy that can also break it off, make a read, cut the route off, and get open while Jamal Turner is opening up the other side because of his speed and his ability to just make people miss. So I think Westerkamp is a guy that Nebraska had to get ahead. They didn't have really anybody like him on the squad currently. And I think also you have to get into Big Ten territory, guys. You're talking about a guy that was also considering Michigan State, had a ton of other Big Ten offers. Nebraska has to get into the Big Ten footprint and be competitive against the guys that they're going to face in conference.
Brian Munson joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little Husker football and some other things. By the way, thanks to our emailers, it was Willie Ames on 8 Is Enough, not Willie Amos. So thanks for the correction on that, Willie Ames. And he was also on some show with Christy McNichol, I think. But anyway, Brian, I think if I recall right, Coach Pelini was hoping that this would be the maybe only downtime for him and his coaching staff after spring and before they get really into summer ball. Is that the case? Is there any other hot news out there from the recruiting trail with these coaches?
Well, I tell you what, actually, the evaluation period is going to continue, I think, for the next 2 to 3 weeks at least, guys. So I know the coaches are still on the road. However, when you start entering that month of June, going into July, there is going to be some downtime. I mean, I think the players report back because of the bridge program, I think, on June 6th from talking to everybody else. So I think that there will be some time, and that's when the coaches can't contact them anywhere. I think you'll see the month of June is when they're going to get their time off. As of right now, though, the assistants are still hot on the trail. I mean, and what's been really encouraging is hearing the new guys' names be mentioned, Fisher, Ells, Garrison. Then all of a sudden you start hearing about how John Papuchis has been everywhere, how Coach Ron Brown's being mentioned by a lot of guys right now. It really is a different approach, I would say, under the guidance of John Papuchis as a recruiting coordinator as opposed to when Ted Gilmore was there. And these guys also, they're starting new, man. I mean, they don't have the evaluation materials I think that a lot of coaches, a lot of staffs would have had they had a better recruiting coordinator there. I mean, they don't have a lot of materials, a lot of information going through the door, so they're turning over a lot of rocks right now, trying to find guys. They aren't going in there blind and dumb necessarily, but they are going in there with a lot more questions and answers. They have to evaluate kids and then also extend offers while they're at that high school. So they're still active right now, probably will be for another 2 or 3 weeks. After that, there'll be some time off for those guys.
Brian, biggest need for the Huskers right now?
I think you still got to nail some guys down on the defensive line. I mean, Nebraska needs to get a nice high school defensive end, and they happen to be sitting in a really good position right now with Greg McMullen from Ohio. McMullen has, you know, made his way out to Lincoln now 2 or 3 times. I know that the Ohio State trestle gate has kind of gotten to him when it comes to, you know, holding that in-state offer from Ohio State or considering going to Nebraska. I think the defensive end spot is big for Nebraska to go ahead and get a guy there. I think also Nebraska, you know, you're starting to nail it down at Westerkamp. You need probably now a big X guy to go with him. Somebody like Maurice Purify, but Purify guys don't come around every day. But you need a 6'3", 6'4", 215-pound guy to go opposite of Westerkamp.
Brian, I got to ask you a question about basketball. I know you cover and try to keep an ear on everything Huskers, but there's some rumors that A&M might be interested in Doc Sadler, and Doc has just told Brian at the Lincoln Journal-Star that he has not been contacted about the or he doubts speculation. I've not been contacted, nor do I expect to be contacted. You hearing anything down there?
I haven't heard anything, you know, which would come to me like as personal information. I have been asked, you know, on occasion if Sadler would be a guy that A&M would be interested in getting. I think A&M is a great situation, guys, for a college basketball coach. And I really do think, despite, you know, Nebraska not making it to the NCAA tournament this year or under Sadler yet, that he's got a team going the right direction. If he can just work on his recruiting and work on the retention side, I think he's got the team going the right direction. A&M, however, just because Sadler's a guy from Texas, I don't think it's any real secret. I think that, you know, he'd like to get back home potentially. But Sadler's name down here privately hasn't come to me and said, you know, hey, look, this is a guy they're really considering. I haven't heard that one yet.
Hey, last question from me, Brian. Mike Schaaf of Cambridge and Tay Bender of Lincoln Southwest, two Nebraska kids that have been nominated for the Army All-American Bowl next January. Are they the two top kids right now in Nebraska?
Well, I think you definitely have to say so. I think that Jake Sheeney from Blair, Nebraska, finds his way into the conversation at some point. He's holding the Colorado offer. Nebraska's definitely showing some interest there. I watched Jake Sheeney on film. Kind of reminds me of a Barrett Rood back in the day. He's a bigger middle linebacker. I think he goes C-gap to C-gap pretty easily in high school. Question about lateral mobility going to the Division I level. Schaaf is an animal athletically. I think that if he didn't have a knee injury last spring, he would have had an offer from Nebraska at this point. So I definitely think Schaaf gets the nod as a top player. Bender and Sheeney kind of threw their hats in there as being, you know, the next couple guys on that list at 2 and 3. It's kind of a toss-up right now. I think I'd actually give the edge to Sheeny a little bit. I just really like his film.
Hey, Brian, enjoy the warmer weather down there. It's 60 degrees right now, cloudy, and wind's blowing here. So enjoy the warm weather in Dallas, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
And it was warmer in Nebraska earlier this week than it was down here, so it's just kind of crazy right now, guys. But, yeah, it's 75 and beautiful. So I'll talk to you guys again soon. Thanks a lot for having me.
Take care, buddy. Brian Munson, Scout.com, always gracious with his time. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I thought the high today was supposed to be about 60 here.
If it gets to 52, I think we're lucky. It's 45 in the wind, making it a little chillier up the old kilt. Folks, whatever you want at Troutman's Quality Meats, they are there for you where they age their steaks a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Still some graduations out there. Memorial Day is coming up, and we know it's going to get nicer than this. Get a good old grill that's going to handle all that great food, and they're going to be there for you with ground beef patties. You want to make a mass bunch of food, that's an easy thing to do. You want brats? Well, they've got them for you. Garlic, sausage, cherry brats, supreme pizza brats. Ooh. That's right up your alley again, Daddy. Sometimes I think Carrie calls you and say, hey, what quirky thing can we do now? And then he makes it into a masterpiece, and that's what they'll do for you. Plus, they've got fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's. There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausages, prime rib, bacon, snack sticks, ham. It's all fresh. It's all done by the great gang, and they're open 6 days a week at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
Don't forget the meat and cheese tray for graduation parties as well. They've got it for you, Troutman's Quality Meats.
You don't even need a party,
there
but that's a good idea.
We got Mike from Grand Island on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Mike, what's up?
I heard you guys talking about Lubbock, and I have to throw in my comments. I grew up in Dallas, okay? I grew up in the Dallas area. I drove around Lubbock a few times. I think my first car is still in one of those potholes they have. They call roads. The holes there on the roads, I'm not making this up, you almost drop sea level when you, go through them. They are horrible. Awful. I don't even know they call them roads. I think they call them valleys. And you just drive through it and, hope you make to your destination. I don't know why people live there. I have never figured it out. People who live in Texas don't like Lubbock. We don't claim it as a, when I lived down there, they didn't claim it as, part of the state. It was like that place up north, we didn't claim it, It's bad. It's bad. But, I just thought I'd call and let you guys know. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for the confirmation. Lubbock, not a vacation destination. We'll have a score update on Hastings College baseball, plus talk with Loper coach Daryl Morris, a little football recap of their scholarship night and banquet. It's all coming up next.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights? No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
On Saturday, May 21st, the eyes of the racing world turn to Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland, as Animal Kingdom continues his quest to become racing's first Triple Crown winner in more than three decades in the Preakness Stakes. I'm Mike Penna. Join Jude Feld, Sean Clancy, and me Saturday, May 21st, live from Pimlico for exclusive coverage of the 136th Preakness Stakes on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by ExpressBet. Will Animal Kingdom take the next step toward Triple Crown glory? Tune in Saturday, May 21st to find out.
Any scattered rain showers diminish early on today, then partial clearing possible at times. Windy with highs warming only into the upper 50s to possibly near 60. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, 45.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Where right now you can get a Dodge Ram $9,000 off, or if you're not into the $9,000 type of deal, you just have a vehicle that you need to take in and get service, maybe an oil change. Take it in to Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Ask for the Doug and Daddy special, and the oil change is only $19.95. Make your appointment today at 237-5904. 237-5904, the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney is there for you with Midway's online inventory at thinkmidway.com. Then certified pre-owned vehicles and a simple credit approval program. Purchasing your next vehicle, a seamless process. New, pre-owned, whatever you need. And with their trained service and parts staff, you can trust that ongoing maintenance is made easy. Stop by one of their two service departments for your next auto tune-up at Midway, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com.
Well, the guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show continue to get bigger and bigger. Shelly Smith, ESPN, Brian Munson, Scout.com, and now the UNK football coach, Daryl Morris. Daryl, how are you this morning?
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. I hear you got some good news for us today.
Yeah, we did. You know, we had our fundraiser, our Loper Backers, football Loper Backers fundraiser on the 3rd, I think it was, and a very successful event for us. Very thrilled and very excited to announce that we raised, with the generosity of the people of Kearney and elsewhere, $102,000 on that evening. So about $25,000 more we raised last year.
And, Daryl, again, for the fans that did not hear the last time that you were on the program, this all goes directly into the football scholarship fund.
It's a fundraiser for football scholarships. We were calling this year's event kickoff to the MIAA, and that's exactly what we're trying to do in our recruiting is get ready for our migration from the RMAC to the MIAA. And this money goes a long ways to trying to help us recruit the level of talent that we need to recruit to compete in the MIAA.
So is that the Bubba Starling price tag, or what's the deal?
That is the Bubba Starling price tag, yes, it is.
Explain what you can now or will do with that amount of cash.
Well, what that does is just gives us more money to go out and get competitive with kids who are getting recruited by the Northwest Missouris of the world and you know, former kids that might be recruited by UNO or Washburn University or Duluth, or you know, just get us more competitive on in terms of what we're offering to get kids on campus, get them in the community of Kearney, and then let that stuff sell itself. But it's just absolutely huge. It has taken us from about 17 scholarships, probably getting now around 25 or 6, on our way to as many as we can get up to 36 at our level. So it just helps us be more competitive.
Daryl, obviously you guys are going to have to – you got kids from California and Florida, you know, before on this team right now. How much, I guess, bigger is your area of recruitment going to have to get to find kids to compete at that level?
Well, you know what? And that's a good point, because we're going to have to expand our recruiting base. The city of Omaha and the city of Lincoln in this state, where the largest percentage of our population resides, is heavily recruited to the point where it's over-recruited. There is a tremendous amount of competition, not only from D2 schools in that area, but also the 1AAs, the South Dakota U's, the South Dakota States, North Dakota U, and those guys. So we do have to branch out a little bit. So we are now with the Internet, that allows you to get a lot of information from a lot of different places, but we're still going to recruit the Front Range of Colorado like we've been doing successfully for the last 10 years or so. But I've got two coaches that will be in Las Vegas this weekend and all the way through Thursday. There's 30 schools in the city of Las Vegas. There's no Division II football in that state. It's not nearly as trafficked as Lincoln or Omaha might be in terms of competition there. There's a fair amount of speed there. Kids understand they have to migrate someplace to go play football if they're not a Division I athlete. So we're going to start branching out into some of those areas. There's easy transportation into Grand Island, nonstop flights from Vegas to Grand Island. So it just makes sense for us to go places like that. The money that we're raising in this event is allowing us to do that, get into those areas, and actually be able to offer kids money.
Wait a minute. There's flights direct from Grand Island to Vegas? When the hell did that start happening?
That's where you and Daddy have been going for the last, you know, every weekend for the last year and a half.
UNK football coach Daryl Morris with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, raising $102,000 last Tuesday at the second annual Loper Football Scholarship Banquet held in Kearney. And obviously, there's alum that has a lot to do with that, the Kearney residents that have a lot to do with that. We've talked for so many years that the reason this team and most teams at UNK can be competitive and maybe get to that next level is you've got to have Nebraska kids, and you've got to have kids in your backyard. How does this affect the kids that you get from SEM, from Overton, from Axtell, and on and on?
Well, again, it just allows you to be competitive. You take the Muracek kid out of Gothenburg, who's going to come to UNK and going to be a great player for us. The Peter Trousers of the world. It just allows you not only to get competitive with the kids in your own backyard, but, you know, obviously you're going to have to expand your recruiting base, which we're doing. But we're still going to recruit our backyard. We still want to be a Nebraska-based football program. We still want the best players in the state of Nebraska to consider UNK as a place to go to school, further their education, further their athletic careers. But there's a fair amount of competition for those kids, and they are also marketing themselves on the Internet and getting a lot more traffic from places outside of this state. So to get competitive with even the kids in your own backyard, you've got to be able to offer them some money.
Daryl, obviously, I thought one of the highlights of the night during the banquet was having two of your biggest football supporters there in Carol Cope and Mr. Sailing. It was wonderful to see them, and it's people like that to make this possible.
Well, you know, Bob Sailing and Carol Cope, we don't have better friends in UNK football than those two individuals, and I don't think Kearney has better friends than those two individuals. I mean, there are thousands of people have benefited from Carol Cope's ability to give and Bob Sailing as well, so... You're exactly right. We're thrilled that those folks have interest in our kids and have interest in what we're doing and appreciate what we're doing for young people and then using their means to help them get college education. So we're tickled pink. But the entire community, I've got to thank everybody that donated an item to our auction. And the people were just extremely generous. And obviously to go from a four-week get ready to go first year and come up with $80,000 and then tap that off again the second year and get up to $102,000, which is around $190,000 in 2 years, is just a testament to the people in this community and how willing they are to help us out.
Daryl, an article in the paper this week, you guys do pick up a kicker from Shattern. Is that correct?
No, we don't. I think Bo Pelini picked up a kid from Shattern.
Oh, a mistake, and I apologize for that. We're still looking for a kicker. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're still kind of in the market for another kicker to back up. You know, the one we got, Mike Gruber, and help us out there a little bit. So we're still in the market for that. I think the young man from Shattern has decided to walk on. He originally has decided to walk on at UNO, and now since their program's not in existence, he's going to go to UNO.
Fair enough. Daryl, anything else the folks should know? How many more kids will you add before, or do you hope to add anybody before?
Well, right now we're trying to get really selective about, you know, those kids that we pick up, but there's still you know, there's a defensive end out in the state of Washington where Coach Everson is from, that he actually coached in high school, that's looking for a home. So there's a kid or two here or there at specific positions that we are still trying to fill, but for the most part, we're getting pretty close to getting ready, and we're already in May recruiting for the 2012 class, so I think we're probably moving and migrating in that direction.
Well, Darryl, we appreciate the time you've given us and the great news that you gave us with $102,000 raised for scholarships for your football program. Congratulations on that. And, hey, let's win a championship this next fall as we leave this dump of a conference we're in.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. And, again, I just really got to say thanks so much for everybody that attended, everybody that you know, actually bought an item at our auction and donated items to our auction, and to the group of people that are now members of our football Loper backers is just absolutely mind-boggling to me, and it's really humbling that people have come out and helped us the way they have.
Perfect. Darryl, hey, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Darryl Morris, UNK football coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony, a few things have come down the wire here since we just talked with Coach here.
Isn't it strange that we were leaving the RMAC? It's a dump of a conference. We were in. It's the best thing. You're the Big 12. Let's get out of this crap conference and go to a real conference like the Big 10. Oh, the Big 10? You mean the one we made fun of for the last 15 years?
They suck!
Well, I don't know how. Tough schedule.
By the way, in case you had been under a rock, the first two games are going to be at 7 o'clock, Wisconsin and Ohio State on ABC or ESPN. Hastings College and Rogers State now are tied 2-2 in the top of the fourth. Each have two runs, three hits, and one error. Former Lincoln High basketball coach and football coach arrested for drunken driving hours after the Southeast lost in the first round of the state tournament has pleaded no contest to first offense DUI. John Larson fired as the Southeast basketball and football coach. He does remain as a PE teacher. The Journal Star is reporting that in exchange for the plea, his original charge was reduced from an aggravated offense and a negligent driving charge was dismissed. Authorities say he had a .192. Sentenced to 9 months probation, $400, lost his license for 60 days. So that goes for you. Doc Sadler didn't give any definitive answers. If Brian Diaz would return to Lincoln after a trip to Puerto Rico, will he be with the Huskers next year? We told you earlier in the show that Coach Sadler says, I've not been contacted, nor do I expect to be contacted by Texas A&M, so that's over with. End quote, telling that to Brian Christopherson of the Lincoln Journal-Star.
I believe he just returned from a golf trip to Augusta, Georgia with Coach Bo Pelini.
Yeah, tough gig there. Tough gig. Tough. Doc Rivers, 5-year deal with the Boston Celtics. One other thing. What else besides the baseball? I thought I had one other thing I wanted to tell you, Tony. Hastings girls soccer got beat 2-0. Good luck to Holdridge. They're playing at 1. The Grand Island boys play in the semifinals tonight at 8 against Lincoln East. Lexington boys won yesterday. Hastings lost. Lexington boys play Schuyler tomorrow at 9 a.m. And I think that gets us through here, and we can wrap up. A busy Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, Monday we are live at the Tri-City Storm War Room as the USHL draft will be held on Monday. We'll tell you who the newest members of the Tri-City Storm are going to be to help this team get back into the playoff situations. The Clark Cup playoff actually begins tonight. Green Bay, Dubuque, and that best-of-five series. So that's all coming up Monday, plus a recap on Husker baseball. Will they still be alive for a postseason Big 12 berth? We'll find out. They play A&M this weekend. We'll also talk about where the Lopers and the Broncos finished up in their weekend baseball tournaments. We want to thank the gang that joined us today. Loper football coach Darryl Morris, Brian Munson of Scout.com to talk all things Huskers, and from ESPN, Shelly Smith.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you on Monday live from the Vero Event Center. 1460 on your AM dialing, Kearney, 1550. It's the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. See you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.